Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to you. As you just heard, I'm Bishop Randy Dean, and you have arrived at the No BS Bishop, I'm Alive to Love podcast. It's my joy, my pleasure to offer you some truths and the journey, the pilgrimage of the power of love. I am convinced love is the final answer to every question, but it's going to take an awful lot of research and study and commitment to it. It's going to be a marathon, a pilgrimage, an uphill climb, a mountain climb, a moonshot. Love is not this easy peasy, cotton candy, rainbow and unicorn kind of thing. Now, having said that, what I'm going to talk to you about may surprise you because I'm going to flip that script just a little bit. So hang in there with me. I want to get to how that script gets flipped. But first, I do a few things here on the regular to get me started, to grease the gears a little bit, and to help you be introduced to what I do. I like to start with the Lord's Prayer simply because of the significant meditation that it offers. It is a wisdom for living. It's a wise basis to stand upon. And of course, it's a prayer. So when I don't know how to pray, and I would suggest, like you, I don't know how to pray day by day, then I should say something that looks like the wisdom and depth of the Lord's Prayer. So join me in that. If you know it, well, great. But be sure you don't just throw it out there with like a word salad flowing out of your mouth. Give it true meditation, all right, if you know it. If you don't know it, welcome to the beauty of the Lord. Listen in. It really is. It really is a thing of beauty and excellence. And then after that, I'll offer you Love's Creed in just a moment. But first, let's join Jesus in the wisdom he taught us when he said, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." There you have it. We added our voices to millions of people for the past 2 millennia. Well, now I'd like to ask you to join me and give me your voice to something I call Love's Creed. I wrote it as a New Year's resolution a decade ago, and I want to offer it to you as a day-by-day commitment, a resignation from hate, and a sign-on for love. Here's Love's Creed in total. Then let's go back and let me ask you to repeat it with me. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I am alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. Now, join me, would you, and repeat after me this simple homespun creed. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I am alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. All right? If you'd like a copy of that, you can email me at randydeanministries@gmail.com. It'd be my delight and pleasure to send you a copy. Now, speaking of delight and pleasure, again, I want to thank you for giving me a half an hour of your life and time. I don't take that for granted. I really don't. I set aside this time for recording this podcast every week. And when I do, I really center myself. I really give myself some founding and rootedness before I come here so that I'm not just spouting words or filling the airspace. We got plenty of that going on. And I don't want to join that crowded venue. So when I come here, I have said here, as I began a few moments ago, I've said here multiple times that love is not an easy peasy, cotton candy, rainbows, unicorn way of life. It's not this simplistic little boy, little girl way of getting through life. It is a mountain climb, a marathon. You know, it's not a sprint. This is a long run. It's a lifetime. Now, having said that, and having said it for the better part of 6 or 7 years here, let me flip that script. That's what I said earlier. I want to flip that script just a touch. And let me give you a statement of purpose. And here it is. Beauty defeats ugly every dang time. Humility crushes arrogance every dang time. Love overturns hatred every dang time. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great a burden to bear." Now, I in flipping the script, I want to offer you the ideal, and maybe it's idealism on my part, but if you know me at all, you know that I've said all the other things about the marathon and pilgrimage. Now, I want to suggest the ideal that there is a little bit of cotton candy and unicorn and rainbow thinking about love. That we are living in a time, and in our time, especially here in the United States of America, there is so much regret and regretful, remorseful hatred going on. And the reason why hatred is going on the way it is, and it gets masqueraded, I'll tell you that. But hatred is just a heck of a drug. Hatred doesn't come out and say, "Hey, I'm a hateful person and here's what I'm going to tell you. I have a podcast and it's on hate." No, people don't do that. But they do get off on hate. It's a heck of a drug. Because by hate, and I've witnessed it, I've probably done it a few times myself, but because by hate, preachers can feel anointed. If you don't know what that word means, is they just feel energized. They can get all this hateful feeling inside. I've had it, and I'm going to speak up. I'm tired of it. The sin of this world has just been, you know, you can almost hear the lilt in my voice. I know how to do it. But hate's a heck of a drug. It'll get that anointing going for you good. It'll get some amens out there. People out in the congregation who resonate with your hate will give you back, "Amen, preacher, woo-hoo, ride that horse, preacher." It's a heck of a drug. It's got some dopamine in it. You're going to feel like you've just done something and said something, and really all you've done is nothing. And it's also a heck of a political drug. If politics gets out there and spouts hate, once again, they're not going to tell you, "Hey, I've got a half an hour here. I want to talk to you about my hateful politics." No, they don't do that. But they sure do get the crowd revved up. They sure get their own speech all revved up, talking about us versus them. It's all them out there. Those people are ruining our country. They're ruining our families. They're ruining our schools. They're ruining our communities. You know what I'm saying, right? And they get us revved up, and hate is in the middle of it. Now, all that just creates this gummed up, clouded, foggy emotional, psychological atmosphere that's really choking us. I see it. I feel it. It's around me everywhere I go. I have a few part-time jobs aside from Randy Dean Ministries, and I get out and about in the community and the world around me a lot. And this hatefulness is a heck of a drug. I want to propose to you that we do need some cotton candy. We do need a little bit of a carnival. I want to propose to you that in addition to what I've said here for years, that it's not cotton candy and rainbows. It's a mountain climb. But I want to suggest to you that we need some positivity. We need some brightness. We need some laughter and some cheer. We're in need of clearing out the fog with our ability to smile in the face of all the frowns. And to recognize that the dopamine hit that we get from hate is, it's a drug and it is an imposter. Because that dopamine hit is just like methamphetamine. It's just like alcoholism. It's just like any addiction. That dopamine hit will tell you, ooh, did you feel that? Yeah, let's do that again because you're going to feel it again. It's what an abusive spouse does when they're all revved up and yelling or throwing things or swinging a fist or punching a wall. That's that dopamine hit that an abusive spouse, abusive parent will get when they feel like, I just own the room. Oh, look at me. I'm so powerful. I promise you that whoever else is in that room with that hateful person, they're feeling like, gosh, I could sure use some cotton candy. I could sure use some unicorns and rainbows because this is suffocating. And so I'm not proposing that you go out there and rent a carnival. I'm proposing that you and I go out into our world with some cheer, good cheer. I'm proposing that we rise and shine with the beauty and the significance of connectivity, smiling, laughing, waving, giving the folks around us a reason to breathe one more time. I've been known for some years now of getting out my guitar in different groups and places and singing What a Wonderful World, the song that Louis Armstrong made famous back in the day. And what a wonderful world. I see trees of green and skies of blue. And he really did promote some rainbows and unicorn, didn't he? He really did. But you know what? Guess what? When Louis Armstrong, when Satchmo sang that song, it was in the depths and in the darkness of some of the worst days of the racial hatred of our country. We were just coming out of World War II and we were getting sunk into the Vietnam War, and the civil rights movement was pressing all of our needed pressing all of our buttons to address our racial prejudices. And oh my, the acrimony, the fierce resistance was on display. We were fighting for the soul of our nation. And on the other side, as a black man entertainer, Louis Armstrong was, even as famous as he was struggling with and seeing the pushback from white entertainment venues that wouldn't let him eat in a certain restaurant or eat in a certain place in a restaurant or stay in a certain hotel or motel. Traveled the nation by vehicle often and found himself being refused service in different places. Why? Because he was black. Now, in the face of that, hear me carefully. In the face of that, he sings, What a Wonderful World. Oh, yeah. What is that? Well, I would propose, especially in the context of what I'm saying today, I would propose that Louis is seeking to lift our eyes, to get us a quick refusal of that dopamine of hate, to go cold turkey. That's a phrase I was looking for, to go cold turkey off that addiction of to hate, to pull ourselves into something more cleansing for our mental and emotional palate, more cleansing for our taste buds, to take a deep breath, listen to the birds singing, look up at the skies of blue, the clouds of white, see the dark, sacred night. This is how, when we are, as we are again, in a time of rampant negativity, rampant acrimony, rampant hatred, that is serving up that addictive dopamine to many of us, why not introduce into the face of all of that the lightheartedness? I'm not talking about being silly. I'm not talking about being ignorant of the realities of our pain. I'm not saying that at all. In fact, I want to remind you, I've been here week in and week out for years telling you love is heavy lifting. But since it is heavy lifting, people who do, and I'm not a weight lifter, but people who do it, I understand, know how to give their muscles a break. That sure, you may need to increase the resistance of a weight machine or of the barbells, the dumbbells, or whatever else you're using to learn how to train your muscles for strengthening. But it is my understanding that you have to give your body and your muscles and your tendons a break. They have to be given a break or they will be broken. They have to recover from the strenuous heavy lifting that goes on. So I'm proposing here that we take a cue from rest to invite cheerful practices and to apply those restful, cheerful practices into our daily living, great and small, to find expressions of love that don't have to be grandiose, but they don't have to be the marathon or the mountain climb or the moonshot. Maybe it's simply, rather than a moonshot, it's a little firecracker. It's just a little snap. It's just a little boom instead of a great big kaboom. That can be just as easy as waving and smiling to strangers, right? It could be just as simple as surprising a family member with a phone call, a text, just for no other reason except, good morning, I was thinking of you this morning, have a delightful day. That's the kind of rainbow, unicorn, cotton candy, easy peasy feeling I'm talking about here in the face of the heavy lifting, in the face of the dopamine of the hateful hits that people are seeking out. And for no other reason but just lowering the temperature of the heated debates and the heated struggles and the heated, fierce me against you, us versus them. Here's the concern. I'm a pastor of a half a century, and one of the concerns I have is, excuse me, that I'm very aware that life can get unexpectedly hard. Hardship does not call a week ahead of time to make an appointment with you. You're not going to get a calendar alert on your phone, or you're not going to open your calendar and look and see, oh, we're 2 days away from some difficulty and hardship, some sickness. No, sicknesses, financial downturns, even the loss of a loved one. My wife and I just had to say goodbye to a pet that we've had for 13 years, and that sweet pet was really such a beautiful little comfort dog in our life. And we just had to say goodbye with tears, and we're still weeping some. That the storms of life do not ask for permission to enter stage right. They just come. And so to that end, knowing that everyone you meet, everyone you see, every car you are following behind, maybe tailgating because they're going the speed limit and you want to go faster, everyone is fighting some hidden battle. And maybe that battle is as bad as the death of a loved one, or as bad as some bad news from the doctor, or bad news from the bank, or bad news from the IRS, or just bad news. And when pressure hits like that, sometimes we reach for that dopamine hit of hate, because it's a feeling and it's cheap and it's free. I mean, we can shout hate out and feel that anointing, feel that power. But the problem is, all we've done is we've created another problem for our other problems, haven't we? And then when we're on the outside looking in on that, it's imperative for each one of us to consider acts of love without any datedness to it, any kind of calendar delineation, to consider kindnesses, beauties, simple expressions, patience, to do what we can find to just warm hearts around us, to make sure that we recognize that the person I'm tempted to hate, or the person that I'm hearing them enjoying their little dopamine hit of hate, maybe I'm that one, maybe I'm that one unicorn who can drop the moment with love. And that love could be a simple, childlike expression of a smile, a nod, a cup of coffee purchased. I just had the joyful experience of being behind somebody in a line that I knew just briefly. We were acquaintances. We weren't at all much more than just, hi, my name is, hi, what's good to meet you kind of thing a few months prior. And I was behind this person, and that person who I barely knew bought my lunch for me. And I didn't even know they had done it. They just told the cashier in front of me without my knowledge that, hey, I got his lunch too. And off they went without my being able to really say thank you. And I didn't see them again for some time. Now, I'm pointing that out because I wasn't having a disastrous day, but I wasn't having a wonderful day either. And that little bright light, that little moment lifted my soul. Just that brief sense of, oh, that was sweet. That was kind. So while love is the heavy lifting, it is the mountain climb, it is the moonshot, it's also just the simple, brief rainbow in the sky that says there's hope. There's hope for life to go on. Love is also a pretty good dopamine hit when we recognize it as the most beautiful and greatest power in the human experience. Sing a song. Join Louis Armstrong. Sing What a Wonderful World. I sing it to myself occasionally in the nighttime when I walk my driveway. I was just going to say when I walk my dog, and I have. When I walk my dog in the dark in the driveway when she was still with us, I'd sing partly because I didn't want to run into a varmint out there, a bear or whatever. And so I sang to keep the darkness aware. Here I am. How about that? I just thought of that. How about we just keep the darkness aware that here I am. And I believe it is a wonderful world. All right, well, let me bring this in for a close and remind you one of the biggest mistakes we make, here we go, is thinking we still have time. So come on, be present, be kind, love more, love now. Mother Teresa said one time, go into the world today and love the people you meet. Let your presence light new light in the hearts of others. I am certainly no Mother Teresa, trust me, but I am Bishop Randy, and what I like to tell people is, do something beautiful, because, oh, baby, ugly is getting done to death. Let's be the people of beauty, lightning loads everywhere we go with simple, kind, beautiful love. Now, in order to do that, we've got to learn how to breathe in this rough and tumble world, don't we? On the count of three, I want you to take the deepest breath you can. Hold it and then exhale gratitude, all right? One, two, three. Inhale. Hold it. And exhale. Thank you. Thank you. Maintaining steady breathing, maintaining deep breaths, avoiding those dopamine hits of pain and hate and unforgiveness and retribution, and simply breathing in the face of all the ugly. I also am known for this, and I want to close with taking just an extra moment with this. That saying, I love you, is, I think, one of the least practiced beauties of our world. I know, it can be awkward, it can be weird, it can be startling and all that. But it's awkward and weird and startling because we don't practice it. So I'm not just suggesting this, I am urging you to join me in a movement of being able to say with intention and connection, eye contact, say those three holy, magical, mystical words, I love you. I've noticed myself doing this, and I've seen others do it too. We reduce it down to love you. And that's fine if that's all you can do. I'm not saying you shouldn't, but it brings me to an awareness that when I shorten it to love you, I'm letting myself off the hook just a little bit. In a world of hate and darkness, I don't want to let myself off the hook. I want some sunshine and rainbows and unicorns and cotton candy. I want some carnival music, and I want to be the music that says, I love you. I don't want to join that hateful dopamine hit, nor do I want to ignore it by not allowing for a brief moment in my life and others with the strength of love, the strength of saying it, the strength of being it, the strength of that authentic connection when I say, I love you. Practice it. Look in the mirror. Practice. Look at that soul, that lonely, hurting, weary traveler in the mirror. And say to yourself, I love you. Lighten your heart, lighten your mood, and raise the love factor. And if you're looking for a dopamine hit, how about getting that hit and be addicted to the beauty, the significance, the power, the medicinal strengthening of love? All right, well, I got to go, and it's been a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for a half an hour of your life and time. I'm Bishop Randy Dean, No BS Bishop. I believe that the power of love changes the world 1 minute at a time. God bless you, and happy trails, y'all.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.